Weekday Wake Up on SVI Radio, Swift 98 and The Spur. And now joining me over the phone this morning is country musician, singer-songwriter Bren Hill, who's coming back to Lincoln County in just a few weeks. Bren, good morning. How are you doing today? Always good to catch up with you.
Yeah, doing great, Duke. Thanks for having me on, and so looking forward to being back in beautiful Star Valley, Wyoming.
Absolutely. Well, you're making this an annual trip, which we love having you back. March 20th is the annual Farmers and Ranchers Benefit Concert, and it's just another great chance for you to give back to the farming and ranching community, which means so much to you personally, right?
You know, it means everything to me. That's why I do what I do. And, yeah, you know, we've got just a very few number of artists that are telling that story, you know, these days. And it's such an important story. You know, there's still people that dedicate their life to putting food on our tables and clothes on our backs. So many of them from the great state of Wyoming and so many of them from Star Valley. And, I take it upon myself to try to tell their story as best I can.
Absolutely. So the concert's going to be at the Lincoln County Fairgrounds on March 20th. All the proceeds, 100% of ticket proceeds, donated to the Star Valley FFA and 4-H programs. And Bren, if you could, maybe speak specifically to those two programs, the FFA and 4-H, and how important they are to you.
Well, for anybody who's had a kid in FFA and 4-H, you know how much they do for a kid, you know, in those formative years. And how much they do to get, you know, kids interested and staying in agriculture. And, you know, I think that's what this is all about, is we're trying to get kids that grow up in Star Valley in agriculture to see that as a viable means to move forward, you know, and keep that heritage and that tradition alive and keep putting food on our tables and clothes on our backs. And, yeah, it is so important to me. It is our future. It really is.
Bren Hill speaking with us this morning on the Weekday Wake Up. And Bren, speaking to your music now, aside from the great event and the fundraiser and the great cause, it's going to be a great concert. And I understand that you're going to debut a new song at this concert. Is that correct?
Yeah, you know, I've written a song about the great John Coulter and his discovery, many discoveries throughout the West, but particularly Yellowstone. And so, yeah, I'm looking forward to debuting that. I've never played it in front of an audience before. I've been rehearsing it. But yeah, you know, so much of my music is inspired by Star Valley. I got a song called Grays River Road, you know, and it's just that area is so important to me and such a big part of my music. I'm a high-energy show, you know, me and six strings and my stomper. And, you know, I put my heart and soul into every concert, and it is what I love to do the most. So I'm really looking forward to it.
Get tickets now. Pre-sale tickets are available through March 1st at $35 per person. General concert tickets are $25, and the 30 VIP experience tickets, $65 per person. Again, the prices increase after the pre-sale, which ends on March 1st. So get those tickets at SwiftCreekTrading.com. That's SwiftCreekTrading.com. And Bren Hill back in Star Valley for at Lincoln County Fairgrounds on March 20th. For the Star Valley Farmers and Ranchers annual benefit concert. Bren, anything we missed about this concert you'd like to mention today?
Oh, I think that about covers it. I just appreciate our sponsors and appreciate the folks and their support of 4-H and agriculture in Star Valley, Wyoming. Looking forward to it.
Absolutely. So again, visit SwiftCreekTrading.com for tickets. Pre-sale ends on March 1st. Ticket prices will increase after that. That's Bren Hill, country singer, coming to Star Valley on the 20th of March at the Lincoln County Fairgrounds. Tickets and details at SwiftCreekTrading.com.